If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. This episode is brought to you once again by Nairi and her very generous donation of coffee. You can also support the show if you like using the Acast supporter feature or paypal.me/fabad or just send me stuff in the post. I like that too. I'm very appreciative. Chickens, this episode is going to sound like it's from underwater because I have a very blocked nose. You may not be able to hear it. You probably can. oh dear, that's no good. But the worst thing is it's blocked up my ears, so it sounds like I'm underwater. Anyway, we are heading off to the early 20th century, the David Tennant story, Human Nature, with Freema Agyeman as Martha. And it just starts, like, it is already exciting right from the get-go. They run into the TARDIS and the Doctor's like, did they see you? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And he goes, oh, they're time travelers. They can follow me forever. So he gives Martha a watch and says, my life depends on this. And then he wakes up. This has been some sort of a dream. He's just in some room somewhere. Martha comes in. She's a maid. This is difficult. and he dreams that he's an adventurer. He goes, oh, I dreamed of, you won't believe this, 2007. And Martha's like, well, I can tell you that is not real. Because look, you're human. And look at this newspaper. It says it's 1913. Oh, opening credits. What's going on? So then we get the other start of the story. Schoolboys singing in an old building. I don't know why there's so much singing. It's raining. I mean, it's filmed in Wales. It's probably raining all the time. The Doctor's wearing one of those mortarboards on his head and a cloak, like fully old schoolmaster dude. And he's instructing a class, just sort of, you know, as they did in the old days, just yelling out facts from history and hoping you're writing them down. You know, nowadays it's like constantly asking you, did you get that? Show me you're working out. Show me how you understood what I just said. Then it was just like, you remember it or you're dead to me. So the headmaster says hi quickly. And I noticed the headmaster is the Queen's assistant from the Crown. I know everyone. So Martha and a mate of hers are scrubbing the floor. They're having a little chat about things. And then two of the students come over and say something horrifically racist. And I'm like, Oh, they're addressing the fact that it's not okay for Martha to be dressed as a maid in this episode. Right you are. Which is, I appreciate. It's like, yeah, let's not pretend that this didn't happen back then. So, horrific racism. The doctor goes and talks to the nurse. They seem quite sweet on each other, bless. She wants to go to the dance with him and she's like overselling it. She's like, well, I haven't been to a dance for ages. I wonder if someone will ask me. He gets so flustered he falls backwards down the stairs. Martha rushes in to his rooms because she's obviously heard that he's fallen down the stairs, and the nurse is like, don't you know to knock? And so she's like, ugh. She goes out and knocks again. Martha's like, have you checked for concussion? Have you done this? And then the nurse is like, I think I would know more than you. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't. She's an actual doctor. She went to school. Anyway, the doctor, John Smith now, has been telling the nurse, Nurse Redfern, her name is. I live on Redfern's the next suburb. For me, he's telling the nurse about his dreams. His dreams that he has two hearts and is, you know, an adventurer in space and time. She's like, well, we can check that. She listens to his chest. Only one heart. What is going on? Her name's Joan, by the way, Miss Nurse Redfern. Joan says, I'd love to read your stories about your dreams. So he pulls out his journal of impossible things, and there's all drawings of like Daleks and Autons and the clockwork monsters and Rose and the Cybermen, a TARDIS, and old faces, most notably the 7th and 8th Doctors. Now, the 7th Doctor is kind of there for a reason, because this episode, Human Nature, is based on a novel from the wilderness years. So after the show finished, they released a whole bunch of Doctor Who novels with the 7th and 8th Doctors in them. And the Human Nature was a 7th Doctor story. So it was basically, this whole story was Sylvester McCoy, who kind of, you know, made himself human to escape from whatever he was escaping from. So, yeah, there's a little note for you. Oh, exciting. So, anyway, the Journal of Impossible Things. Joan thinks Martha might be a bit too familiar with Mr. Smith, the doctor. Then we see the boy from Love Actually getting roughed up by bullies, but he's had a psychic flash of something one of them's reading, and so they bash him up a bit. And then Harry Lloyd climbs out the window for a beer. I love Harry Lloyd. He is one of my favourite actors. You know, he was Khaleesi's brother from Game of Thrones, who demanded the crown, and then Khal Drogo gave him a crown. Anyway, he's normally really, really creepy, but I watched the first episode of Brave New World the other day. That's for grown-ups. Oh, my Lord, is that for grown-ups, that show. Anyway, he's playing a sympathetic character, which I'm not used to seeing him do. So, I mean, I've only watched the first episode, so maybe he turns. But, yeah, normally he's such a slimy performer in things. Like, I'm just like, oh, this is interesting seeing him be sympathetic. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, Martha and her mate are down at the pub or somewhere, Martha tells her mate Jenny she's going to go into outer space, and then she sees a flash in the sky. Meanwhile, Joan is walking through the woods and she's scanned by a green light. Ooh, and then she sees it scanning further on the field and she runs away. She ends up at the pub, and she's like, oh my God, and the doctor's just arrived, like Mr. Smith, sorry. And they see something shooting over the sky, and he's like, oh, it's just a meteorite. It's disappeared to nowhere. And the doctor escorts Joan back to the school. Meanwhile, Martha and Jenny go off to investigate where the flash landed. Potter's Field or somewhere. And it's where it's descending is where old mate Khaleesi's brother is collecting beer. He goes to see what it is and bangs into a special effect, and then he gets to do some mime. Oh my God. Do you know what? They make you do mime in so many acting classes, and he must have just had this moment of going, oh, I never thought this was going to come in handy, but here I am. Having to mime a spaceship. He's really good. Anyway, he finds a doorway and goes in. Then Martha and Jenny arrive, but it's too late. There's no one there. There's nothing. So inside, He's called Baines, this annoying kid. Baines is talking to the family, so a family in a spaceship, and he's like, I want to know what you look like. And they say, oh, soon you will look very familiar. And then he screams really loud. And he comes back to the school. He's got no beer. The head bully is very, very disappointed. And he's behaving really oddly. He's sniffing a lot. And the psychic Love Actually kid senses something is up, and he polishes some shoes very vigorously. I don't know that that's got anything to do with the story, but it just seemed that's what he was doing. So Martha goes cycling on her bicycle to, I mean, what else is she going cycling on? It's a huge redundancy in that sentence. Martha cycles to a shed. And inside the shed is the TARDIS. Oh, and she goes inside and it's all dead and turned off. But she says hello anyway. Oh, and then she has to have flashbacks to the start of the episode. You know, the thing that the Doctor was dreaming. And in the like the flashback, he's like, he's thrusting the watch. And he goes, this watch is me. I have to stop being a Time Lord until the lifespan of whatever is hunting us runs out. And so then he gets in the chameleon arch, which is going to rewrite all of his cells. And Martha's like, is that going to hurt? And he's like, yes. And then he just starts screaming and Martha's watching on helplessly. And oh, it's heartbreaking. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, this is the first time we got to see the chameleon arch. That has turned into quite a thing over the last 3 years, hasn't it? Woohoo! We're going to have to do more in the next episode because the sands in the hourglass have run right out.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.